Designs in Aboriginal Art. When you look at a piece of art made by an Aboriginal artist from BC, you often see images of animals, humans, and supernatural beings. For example, on a Salish spindle whorl, you might see salmon or an eagle. On a Haida canoe, you might see an orca or a beaver. On a Gitxsan bentwood box, you might see a raven or a frog. Do you know why these figures are there? Do you know what they mean? In the past, Aboriginal peoples on the west coast of BC had a very close connection to the natural world because they depended on it for survival. For example, they depended on cedar trees for shelter, transportation, clothing, and warmth, and they relied on other plants and animals for food. Because of this reliance on the natural world for survival, Aboriginal cultures have developed a deep understanding and respect for the plants, animals, and geography of their land. And this respect and connection is often seen in their art. For example, Coast Salish art often includes images of salmon, because this fish is such an important part of Coast Salish culture and livelihood. Other common figures in West Coast Aboriginal art are bears, eagles, ravens, beavers, frogs, hummingbirds, orcas, and sea otters. Although many Aboriginal cultures use similar animal figures in their artwork, these figures can look very different. For example, a carving of an eagle in one Aboriginal culture might look really different from a carving of an eagle in another. This is because each Aboriginal culture has its own unique style of art. So I told you that these figures show the close connection that Aboriginal peoples have to the animals and land around them. But sometimes these figures have another purpose. Sometimes they're family crests. This means they're images that identify a particular person or family. Crests can be seen on many different items, including blankets, bentwood boxes, canoes, and totem poles. Usually, these crests refer to family histories and stories. These stories might be about the family ancestry. In other words, they might refer to where a family comes from. But they can also be stories about a particular family ancestor from long ago, who had an amazing adventure or encounter with a supernatural creature. These supernatural creatures have mystical or magical powers that they use to change people, animals, or even the landscape. In many Aboriginal cultures, stories that include supernatural creatures explain why the world is the way it is, or where animals and humans come from. If an ancestor had an encounter with a supernatural creature, he or she and all of his or her descendants might use an image of that creature as a family crest. When this crest is put on an item, such as a blanket or a totem pole, it refers to that family story. Well, I hope now, when you look at Aboriginal art, you'll have a better understanding of what you're looking at, and you'll remember that you're not only looking at a piece of art, you're also learning about Aboriginal culture.